coming to you since last Tuesday.
Blog Talk Radio.
And I look forward to speaking to you about Christ and the angels. Most of my talk tonight will come to Hebrews. In the past, God spoke to us through our ancestors, through the prophets, and many times in various ways. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed to all Hebrew, heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of being sustaining all things by his powerful word. And he provided his purification for sins. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So became as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited in the spirit as he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God say, "You are my son, today I become your father"? He never said that. Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son." Again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." And speaking of the angels, he said, he makes his angels spirits of, and his servants flames of fire. But about the Son, he says, Christ, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above them, your companions, by anointing you with the oil of joy." In the beginning, the Lord laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of his hands, that will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment, and you will roll them up like a robe, and like a garment they'll be changed. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. You know what he's saying there? The earth will perish, but Christ, God, the angels, and you, my friend, if you believe this, will last forever. To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make you your enemies, a footstool of your feet"? Are not all the angels ministering spirits that are sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? I'll say that again. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? That's you if you inherit salvation or have salvation. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors. Wait a minute. Excuse me a second. Now, the first covenant had the regulations for worship and also the earthly sanctuary. God had a tabernacle set up, built by Moses and all the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. Yeah, he's going to compare that tabernacle to Christ and the angels. In the first room were the lampstand and the table, with the consecrated bread. This is called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a room called the most holy place, which had the golden altar of incense and gold-covered ark of the covenant. The ark contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's staff that had budded, and the stone tablets that are of the covenant. Above the ark was a cherubim of the glory, overshadowing the atonement cover. This ark now that they built under God's instructions and the exact size and width and height and length, cover in gold, he said, make it without an ounce of this distortion in it. That ark is now in heaven. So People are going to look for it. It's so stupid because the Bible says the ark went to heaven. When everything was arranged, had been arranged like this, the priests entered regularly into the outer room to carry on their ministry. But only the high priest entered the inner room. And that only once a year. Never without blood. They always had to have blood. Always had to have a bath before they went in, and a bath when they came out. When he offered himself for sins of the people he had committed, who had committed in ignorance, the sins of the people now, the Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still functioning. This is an illustration of the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifice being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshiper. The only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. But who came on the scene? But when Christ became a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and good things that are now already here, he went to a greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, not a part of creation. He did not enter by the means of blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of heifers sprinkled on these who are ceremonially unclean satisfied them so they were outright clean. But how much more will the blood of Christ, through this eternal Spirit, offer himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciousness from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. So in essence, when Christ gave himself, came on the earth, born of the Virgin Mary, via the Holy Spirit, he gave him, when 33 years, he roamed the earth, and when he gave his life on the cross, his blood, his death, if we believe in that, we may serve the living God. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called, you mean you have to be called? That's correct. You have to have a wavering in your heart, in your mind, in your body, that Christ is the answer, and the nudge from Christ and from God. That's called a call. That's reserved for a call. And you may receive the eternal inheritance now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the new covenant. In the case of a will, it's necessary to prove the death of one who made it. Because a will is in force only when someone has died. It never takes effect while the one made it is living. This is why even the first covenant was not put in effect without blood. When Moses had proclaimed every command of the law to all the people, he took the blood of calves, together with water, scarlet wool and branches of hyssop, and sprinkled it. Scrolled in all the people, he said, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded to keep." In the same way, he sprinkled the blood both the tabernacle used in ceremonies. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. Hence, they said, Christ said, God said, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. It was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices. But the heavenly things themselves are better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, but only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now appeared for us in God's presence. Where is Christ now? In God's presence. Nor did he enter the heaven to offer himself again and again. the way the high priest enters the holy place every year with the blood that is not his own. Whose blood was it? It was Christ's blood. But the priest that came that was before him, and the tabernacles before him, they came every year and offered blood, the blood of bulls and goats. That was not their own. Otherwise, Christ would have to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he appeared once and for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once and after that face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of the many and appear a second time, which has not happened yet, not to bear the sin, but to salvation of those who are waiting. And that's what Christ is, superior to the angels, because he took the sins of the earth and the world and humanity. And he died on the cross for you, for me, for anyone that is called by him to be saved. For which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son. Today I have become your father"? I will be his father, and he will be my son. And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, let all of God's angels worship him. He makes his angels spirits in the service of flame of fire. Excuse me. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of judgment and justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companion by anointing you with the oil of joy. And God said, heaven and earth is the work of your hands, my hands. But Christ is there with him. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like garments. The earth is going to wear out. And he'll roll the earth up like a robe. They will be changed. But you remain the same. And the years will never end. And speaking of angels again, God said, sit my right hand to make your enemies the footstool of your feet. Not to any angels did he say that, but only to Christ, because Christ died on the cross for you and for me. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? And that's what I talk about tonight. Salvation. When understanding Christ and Christ's work on the cross and the shedding of his blood, all we have to do is to know that, to believe that, by faith, that he died for you, he died for me. The angels didn't do that, but Christ did. He was all man and all God. The Greek word for that is theopneustos. That's immaterial as far as this is concerned, because he was all man and all God. And he faced the devil, and he said, my friend, you're gone forever. Eventually, the devil will be tied up and cast into the abyss, and then into the lake of fire, where he will live forever and ever and be tormented. But you, my friend, all you have to do is believe that Christ was the one that died for you. Not an angel, but Christ. And you shall be saved. As I close tonight, I remind you that by faith you believe in Christ. By faith you believe he died for you. By faith you believe that he'll come back for you. And you live that way. Get in God's word. Call me. Talk to me. My number is 865-803-7334. One more time. 865 803-7334. God loves you, and I love you. Remember, there is so much superior to angels, and angels are the ministering spirits that are sent to serve. Christ was sent to die for our sins. He died for you. He died for me. God bless you, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Call me, text me, write to me. I'd be happy to talk to you. Love you.